The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
7 o'clock here on The Bench. Lance Zierlein, Dell, Chris Solis. We never say your name. You know what, Dell? Do you get upset when we say John, Lance, Dell? Like when we say our first and last, we only call you Dell. Do you want us to say Olale or just Dell?
It doesn't bother me.
Well, you get upset when people don't at you.
So yeah, I don't, if you're talking about me, let me know.
Yeah. That's why I just want to make sure what the, you know.
It's not bad to be a one-name guy.
No, there's Mike. Although there is, to be fair, Mike Tyson. There's Mike Jordan, Mike Jackson.
Ronaldinho.
Yeah, there's here's what they are. There's Ronaldinho. There's Kobe.
Kobe.
LeBron. Mike, I think Mike is Iron Mike Tyson. There's Jordan is Jordan. Ali is a one-name guy. And
Kareem.
Kareem.
Magic.
Babe. Magic. Dell.
Dell.
So, yeah, it kind of, I think it works. Dream. Although that's a nickname. Rockets pulled off what I consider to be one of their best ugly wins in a long time last night. 96-85. And if you didn't stay up for it, I don't blame you. It was difficult to watch from a pretty basketball standpoint. Rockets shot 27% from the three-point line. They scored 39 in the first half. They didn't get to the 100-point mark, although they did get relatively close at 96. They were down. There was a 26-point turnaround. They were down 14 at one point, and they were up 13. They ended up winning by 11 yesterday. But
no Anderson, no Capella, no Eric Gordon.
No Eric Gordon, no Capella, no Anderson, no Brandon Wright, new Rocket. So those are the four who are out for sure. No Capella on the night you played Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
And they also had the unfortunate, and this is fairly rare. The NBA usually does not do this. The NBA is, the Rockets' schedule is a much more favorable schedule this year than years past in terms of they're trying to avoid as many back-to-back. Rockets not only had a back-to-back, they had an altitude back-to-back, which the NBA rarely does that, where you go back-to-back Denver and Salt Lake City. Now, for years we talked about Denver being an altitude destination. And we know about when the Nuggets used to run and gun under Doug Moe. And
do we remember that?
We may not. A lot of people may not remember it anymore. But it used to be. But it's always been known as a place where
up tempo basketball.
Yeah, if you weren't ready for the altitude, it could get you. Well, now the Rockets went back in a back to back, which is hard enough. A back to back with three contributors out, including, you know, Mr. Plus Minus, Ryan Anderson, and Clint Capella to scrap against Rudy Gobert. You now had a back-to-back scenario going from altitude to altitude. It had all the makings of a sluggish game and a road loss for the Rockets. And
yeah, 39 at the half.
That 39, I mean, it looked like a loss.
It looked like they were ready to pack their bags.
It looked like a loss. They got off to a quick start. And before you know it, that thing had flipped on them, and they had gone down 13-14 in the first half. And I thought, well, you know, it's probably done, but if they make a comeback here, it's going to be a really good win for them. I mean, I don't write them off anymore. 11, 12, 13, I don't write that off anymore. They have the opportunity to do unbelievable things.
Yeah, they went on comeback a 5-0 run right before the half. Got the game.
That was a big deal.
Big deal. And then they outscored the Jazz by 12 in the third quarter. And all of a sudden, you look, start of the fourth quarter, they've got a 7-point lead.
Yeah. Which I couldn't believe.
And then you get Luke and Bob Mute, who just did not miss.
Yeah. He literally did not miss.
7 for 7.
7 for 7, including 2 for 2 from three. He was 1 for 1 from the free throw line. Bob Mute off the bench gave you all the plus minus you needed with Ryan Anderson out, giving you all that plus minus. Bob Mute was good defensively. He was good offensively. Got easy baskets. That was a night where Rockets couldn't shoot three, and Chris Paul went to his little, you know, penetrate, get in the lane, drive you down step to back. Dotted line, and then step back to the free throw line fadeaway. It was classic, and he was hitting those. But that was a You know, when you can win ugly like that and continue your win streak to 13, I just was really impressed with that, because that's one of those games where you just are rarely ever going to win those games. And usually you pack it in at some point. And then Rudy Gobert, the Jazz should have given him the ball 40 times, because Tark Black wasn't going to be able to stop him. Nobody, the Rockets, you know, tried to go small.
Field goal attempts Rudy Gobert had?
He had like 12, right?
Eight. 7 for 8.
He only had
six
eight?
Six of those dunks.
That's all he ended up having?
Yeah.
How do you get a guy who's 7'9", basically?
Wingspan.
I mean, his wingspan's 9'4", or 9'7". Well, it's 9'7". It reaches the 9'7" mark straight up.
Right.
How in the world does Rudy Gobert, who had six dunks, how does he get that few shots? I know you don't feed the post like you used to anymore. Like, there's three players in the league that will ever even catch a post pass, and probably one of them is a post in Karl Anthony Towns. But how in the world do you not get a guy like that who's getting easy dunks the ball more? That was crazy. I thought the Jazz helped the Rockets a great deal. Donovan Mitchell was taking terrible shots.
1 for 9 for 3. For
yeah, Donovan he was Mitchell. Taking terrible shots.
He's a rookie.
Yeah.
It showed.
Yeah, the Jazz, a home game like that, they lost their composure. The Rockets never lost their composure. Until the end, in the end of the game, the Rockets with James Harden got into it a little bit. With Rudy Gobert, there was a play where James basically got a rebound. It was, I don't know, a little over a minute to go, maybe a little less than a minute. And James had the ball, and then as Rudy started to run up court, James kind of got in his way a little bit. And when Rudy bumped into him, he gave him a shot. He gave him a pretty good little shot. And James went down the court, and then James did one of his things where he's just dying to catch an offensive foul for some reason, where he ran over somebody, but it was nothing was called. It was a no call. There was some flop there too. And then Rudy was waiting for him to come back to him because they needed to get a foul.
Right.
And so James saw that, went over, dribbled over that side, and James dribbled into him, creating some contact, and Rudy was waiting with a forearm shiver, and the two of them collided. James was knocked to the floor, got up, salty, and got in Rudy's face a little bit, and there was some words exchanged. There at the end of the game, they were having words under the basket before the game ended. James just walked off the court right after the game was over. But that game got very jazzy.
It did.
That was,
it felt very jazzish.
That was a jazzish type of NBA game. Where the Rockets, where it gets so salty that you say, ooh, these bike riding fans could all of a sudden at any point turn on you. That was a long bike ride home for the Jazz fans.
That was, yeah, it was a sad bike ride.
That's Paul, guy on Twitter, Paul Pelk. I got a hat tip him on that one, because he's the one who said, this is going to be a long bike ride home for the Jazz fans. It was, but too bad. Too bad, so sad. 13 straight for the Rockets as they look to, and if you're worried about Clint Capella, it's an illness. It's an illness. It is not an injury. What do you take from so a win like that? What do you take from that? Is that just a good win, or is that something that builds, that you build on in the future? Like where you if you're the Rocket, and look, that's not a playoff.
It's a win.
Game. It's a road win. That's not a playoff.
They're like an 8 seed.
Are they at 8 right now?
They're battling for the.
I mean, they're there at the back end. I don't know if they're in it yet.
They're an up and coming team. Donovan Mitchell, for his shot selection problems.
He's a good player.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
Rubio's Rubio. Distributor. Can't shoot. Gobert's an underutilized big man, obviously, that can't shoot. Doesn't really play back to the basket basketball, which you don't really ask him to do anymore. And it's a win. And you referenced the altitude of the back-to-back. They get a night off now before they go to L.A., it's a good win. And I think they know that with no Capella, no Gordon, and no Anderson.
It is a good win. And they maintain that win streak after the All-Star game, which is nice. I mean, they haven't lost now since. Do you remember their last loss? Dell, do you remember the last loss? I think Dell will probably remember it.
Was it New Orleans?
Yep.
Yeah.
Pelicans were the last loss. 115-113 at New Orleans. That's a little ways back. So February has been very good. We come back. I do want to get into something with the Rockets and fatigue. John brought up being concerned about fatigue level for James Harden. I want to get into that when we come up, because Matt Bullard and Calvin Murphy actually, or Matt Bullard had something that I thought was a pretty interesting stat last night. 7:10 here on the bench. I want to tell you about Men's Tee Clinic. If you don't have your get up and go that you once had, if you don't have the same, if you're always fatigued, if you're always tired, if you don't have the drive to get off the couch, go get your workout, and maybe your workouts are not producing results. These are all potential signs of low testosterone. It can happen naturally in men 40 and over, and sometime before that age, where it will drop below a level that, you know, where you need it to give you your drive. It can have an impact. Now, people make the mistake of thinking, well, I've got to have all these symptoms. You don't have to have all these symptoms. It can affect your libido. It can affect your workouts. You can't get rid of the belly fat that you once were able to get rid of with workouts and diet. That's a sign. It can be just a general sense of just blah, where you just don't have the same level of fun you had. Your weekends are spent resting all the time instead of going out and living life. Get back to being the real you. Call Men's Tee Clinic and get in there, get tested, see where your testosterone level is. And if it's low, they'll get you set up. They will get you the amount that you need to get back to a normal level so that you can live your normal life. Get back to the real you, not the old you, but the real you. Make sure you do that at menstclinic.com. There's three locations. One is in Pearland at 288 in Discovery Bay. The other location is one of the other locations is at 290 in Barker Cypress. And then finally, Heights location, 1801 Durham at I-10. Stop in, drop in, set up your appointment. Either way, they will see you at menstclinic.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
7 shy of their previous low, but there it is.
You
and
hear
hello
that?
97.5.
Yeah, we're on the air on radio and on television with Channel 26. So the Rockets had, you know, this was a great win for the Rockets because it was such an ugly win. Yep. And you need ugly wins to build the character. It's easy to win by 17 and cruise, but you need to overcome adversity. And this was really, frankly, a lot of adversity. You're talking about a team that shot 27%, as you mentioned. They were down double digits. I want to say 13 or 14 in the first half. You had three normal contributors who were out. Yep. with sickness or injury, and it never flowed for you. It was an ugly game on the road, back to back, double altitude games with Denver, then to Salt Lake City.
That's correct.
And you still pulled it off. And this is something we know in years past, the Rockets just, this one would have gone in the tank early on and you wait for the Clipper game. But it's almost like this win streak matters to them. Certainly being a number one seed matters to them. And I thought that was a really good win of playing through adversity.
You talk about guys who were out. Eric Gordon, out, ill. Clint Capella, out, ill. Ryan Anderson, the groin. And Brandon Wright with the knee. I want to ask you this, Chris. You have that many guys out, you're supposed to lose a game. That wasn't the case.
That's what it looked like. I mean, 39 points in the first half, as Lance referred to, it looked like they were just ready to pack it in. But secret weapon, Luke Mbamute,
yes.
7 for 7. Didn't take a shot in the first half. 7 for 7 in the second half. 2 for 2 from the three-point line. He didn't miss. He carried the team in the fourth quarter, and he got him the W.
You don't say that very often. Luke Mbamute carried the team in the fourth quarter, but really? This team doesn't look like it's, you know, Daryl's pretty good about flipping the pieces a lot, and this is the one where I think he's finally gotten the puzzle right.
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, guys, thanks so much for joining us. I think when you look at how James Harden played last night, still had a double-double, if you will, a double-double, and certainly he's going to be your MVP. I do believe in the final analysis. We'll be back at 8 o'clock, guys, talking more about the Rockets live from 97.5 ESPN, Nate Griffin, Fox 26 News and Sports.
And
3, 2, and 1.
Look at that. See how that
seamless.
Was Dell, that's a simulcast in the business. We call
are you
that
talking
a simulcast.
Like I don't know.
It's in the business, it's called a simulcast.
I'm in the business, Lance.
In the business.
So Dell,
he knows he's
let me
name
say
guy.
Something. Dell, I thought about it. I couldn't get the camera on you. That's the only reason I didn't ask you a question. because it would have been awkward to get the camera on you.
Look, I'm fine, Nate. There's a giant ego in the room.
Uh-oh.
And I'm talking about Chris. So
good.
I understand why you could only focus on the two guys in the room right there.
Real quick, would the glare off the camera, that'd be a problem.
Yeah,
that's a problem. Yeah, there you go. That's the only reason, buddy.
Tell. Why have we not trained up Andrew to be a producer yet so you can just come in here and sit in a room and throw your hate around here in person?
Because you'd have to pay Andrew and no one's looking to do that around here.
Oh, yeah. No, my bad.
Ooh,
oops. I did not mean to have anyone pay.
I mean, I'm sure Andrew would like to come in and do it for free, but.
Yeah.
But.
I'm sure the company would like that.
I'm sure
the novelty
they would too.
Might wear off.
I got news for you. It's like that at every company. If an intern wants, if you want to do something for free, they'll let you.
They are. Typically, yeah, that's their deal.
Chris, you own a business. If you've got guys who are working for you, you say, you know what? I don't really want to catch a check this week.
I'm good. Don't invoice me. No reason. No reason to pay you.
That's how it works.
Speaking of free, let me get out of your show. Good to hook up with you again.
Good
after
to see
how
you,
many
Nate?
Years?
I mean,
it's been a long
fast
time.
Fast break
huh?
was Nate. I always tell people, Nate was the very first show I did.
Yep.
The very first show where I had a show, you know, as a co-host. That was the very first show was with Nate Griffin on Fast Break with Nate.
Back at
like
8.
95-ish, I think.
Was it 95?
Yeah, I think so. Or 96, one or the other.
I think it was
96.
I just
Rock
gotten back.
Yeah.
I just gotten back.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Nate.
See you at 8.
All right, we'll see you at 8.
See you at 8.
Yes, sir.
Dale, I know where Chris stands on this. Chris is a fan of train wrecky stuff.
Sure.
He's been a longtime fan of train wrecky stuff. And I am too. That's why I watch Larry David, Ricky Gervais, you know, stuff that makes me nervous.
Yeah, when a movie gets 7% Rotten Tomatoes, I might watch a segment or two of it.
Yeah, a movie. But like, well, there's bad, not entertaining, and then there's, you know.
Yeah, there's like.
There's terrible. But the internet's better because you get videos that don't last long. You don't have to. Buying like a movie.
No, you have to commit some time to that.
Where do you stand on things that are so bad that they're good, Dale?
You know what? I'm actually more interested in train wreck real life than train wreck movie. I don't want to sit through a movie that's bad, but like a clip of what we're about to play, I'm good with that.
That's
for sure.
This is really good. Am I wrong? When the guy starts off with double dabbing, it's you know you're in for something special.
Don't ruin it.
This is, well, I just, it's the,
well,
video.
That's the video.
I need you to know what it's about to look like. And we're going to put it on our Facebook page so you can see this video. But it's a jazz fan who's in front of his computer. He's got his video. He's got his camera on. He is, he's played some music in the background. And what you're about to hear is a jazz fan who's really, really salty after the Rockets beat the Jazz and it got a little nasty. And I promise you, this will be the worst. This will be the best
thing. He flows so hard.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Bars.
I'm sorry. These are bars. Yeah.
And he looks exactly what you might think a jazz fan trying to rap would look like.
I will say that's exactly right. If you picture him, he's probably that. Or
he's the jazziest of jazz fans.
He's the most jazzy jazzer that you will run into. Here he is right now. When the Rockets beat the opposing team and they have to go to the computer to start battle rapping you, this is what it sounds like if it's a jazz fan.
Rockets are ugly, and you know it. Houston Rockets are so ugly, they smell like weed. I never really liked those Houston Rockets. Thank God the Jazz beat them in 97, but Stockton hit that shot in Barkley's mouth. James Harden, you are ugly Santa Claus. Man.
No! No, computer! Ugly Santa
Buffering?
Claus! Oh, please don't tell me you're buffering. Please don't tell me it just got
deleted. Stockton hit that shot in Barkley's mouth. James Harden, you are ugly Santa Claus. Man, next time I see you, James Harden, I'm gonna cut your beard off. Chris Paul, you are a big fat homer. Mike D'Antoni is a crybaby. You know, James Harden smells worse as Baconator fries from Wendy's. Don't worry, next year, my Jazz are gonna be better than Houston Rockets. Watch out, Rockets. Z Dog's coming at you, boy. Uh-huh. Skirt, skirt. if we don't see you Rockets in the playoffs this year, we're gonna see you in the playoffs next year. We're gonna be number one next year, and you Houston Rockets will be number ninth in the standings. Houston Rockets, you're so garbage. You smell like weed. You smell worse as the freaking hot and spicy's from Wendy's. But James Harden, you smell even uglier than Baconator fries from Wendy's.
Hold on, can you pause it for a second? He's gone in on Wendy's.
He's like going three so or hard four times. On Wendy's.
What happened
no love
with,
for Wendy's.
What happened with Wendy's where he went in this hard on Wendy's? Baconator fries, something pissed him off about Baconator fries. They must smell terrible. They must smell terrible because
he just got a bad.
You smell
he had
worse
a bad drive
than the bacon
experience.
At Wendy's. The Baconator fries. Three different times something happened to him.
Your fair part of that. What did you take away from? What are some of your takeaways from the Jazz flow?
Skirt.
See, I'm gonna be honest. We had only listened to about 25 to 30 seconds. I didn't know skirt was coming.
No.
Also, when he said next year the Rockets are going to be a ninth place in the standings, Jazz will be a first seed.
Well, that's all fine if you think the Rockets are going to fall off because of injuries. But in the previous bar, and I will call them bars, he said that they would face the Rockets in the playoffs. Does he know that if the Rockets are ninth seed in the way the playoffs are presently constructed, that doesn't make a playoff matchup?
Well, he said they may see him this year in the playoffs. And if they don't see him this year, they'll see him next year. But then you're right.
As a ninth seed, that won't happen.
Unless he's already anticipating the play-in potential that Adam Silver talked
maybe.
About.
He did lose. Yeah, it could be. He did lose his place one time. After Barkley's mouth, I think.
Yeah, can you access that, Del? Where he goes, remember when Stockton made it, shot it right in Barkley's mouth? And then James Harden, you are an ugly Santa Claus. I'm going to cut your beard off.
Shot in Barkley's mouth. James Harden, you are an ugly Santa Claus. Man. Next time I see James Harden, I'm going to cut your beard off.
James Harden is ugly Santa Claus. You know what? I got to be honest. That's kind of.
You think Juggalo Trey could battle rap back at him?
Oh.
I'm just thinking.
We got gold potentially.
I'm just thinking.
Here.
And to be fair to that
Hold on a second. If Trey is here.
He's not for once.
Today's the day we need him to come up and spit his bars with a response rap that we post to Z-Dog. And we've also found out his name was Z-Dog, which I also didn't know.
Hey, Z-Dog, have you seen Denny Hamlin? Trey, we need a Rockets battle rap, not NASCAR.
That'd be
Do
awesome.
Do you know who won the Poconos?
You don't
I
even
know
Coca-Cola
600.
Who finished fourth in the Firecracker 500.
There was
Hendrick
a
Hendrick Motorsports
Casey
running that game.
Hendrick's Motorsports.
I can't believe that the Toyota engine is having a strong year. Like, what? This is not, none of this is about the Jazz.
NASCAR raps.
Remember that time Rusty Wallace won the Firecracker 400? Where you at, Denny Allison?
I don't think there's a Denny Allison. Yeah, there but
could
I like
be.
It.
There's an Allison, right?
Yeah, sure.
There's lots of them. We really do need to have a response rap ready from Trey to shoot at Z-Dog, just to let him know that we're not going to sit around and let... This thing's going to turn into rat beef. Yeah, and Wendy's. Look, I respect the fact that you guys are now sea salting. That's your big
square
sales
patties.
Point. Yeah, but the
fresh,
bacon
not frozen.
I don't know what happened with Baconator fries and Z-Dog, but something happened because he was dropping them in the proverbial grease like four or five times.
I mean, I know we're crushing Z-Dog, but look, James Harden has an ugly Santa Claus. I mean, come, it ain't that far off.
But what if that was this new nickname is Ugly Santa Claus? Hashtag Kevin Harlan just basket by Ugly Santa Claus. I would like it.
I'd love it.
Now, he did say one thing that I thought was curious twice. You smell like weed.
Well, he is talking about NBA players.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like.
Don't they all? Well, maybe not. Jazz.
The Jazz didn't like grow up there. The players are imports.
I gotcha.
The Jazz are smoking.
I know.
All of them are. Now, I'm the fans. I'm just
jazzying.
Yeah.
Trying to jazzy it up.
You're just trying to jazz the jazzers. I love that this was a jazz fan. It made everything so much better. Jose just sent a gif and it said, Wendy's is like, WTF, bro. I know. I feel bad. Wendy's is not a sponsor, but I'm just letting y'all know, Wendy's. My wife tries to get at y'all also. And
she tries to put Wendy's on blast.
I said, why do you dislike him so much? She goes, I just never liked him. I said, when's the last time you had him?
I did like when Wendy's she went had with when the ad campaign 10. With the hot redhead chick.
Yeah. Well, when they, the grown
yeah.
up.
Yeah, not the one with
yeah.
the,
not no. that. Well, they tried Come to on. Go, yeah. And as far as redheads are concerned, I think Dell will back me up on this one. Were you a fan of Egret?
Oh, Rose Leslie?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I thought there was something there.
Redheads have
there.
Turned the corner for me. Yeah. In the last couple of years. I don't know why.
Well, it's because they're all being handpicked.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not getting the full
You're getting the pros.
You're not getting all the redheads. You're getting, the, getting the choice redheads.
Yeah. Okay. It's like a steak. There's prime, choice, you know, there's the three different levels, just like with everybody, I suppose. But, yeah, with redheads, they just bring out the most fire redheads that they're going to find.
This isn't the 80s and the 90s when the redhead was the quote-unquote ugly girl.
What do you think a wildling is really going to look like? I mean, here's the guy with the
with
the beard and Manson, and they got her. Come on,
she was a not a wildling.
Nah, she didn't have a wildling look. 728 here on the bench. Hashtag Jazz Fan Bars is going in. Sounds a lot like Rappin' Dad to me. Hashtag Jazz Fan Bars. You can hashtag a Jazz Fan Bars. We'll be playing it a little later. Please save Z Dogs coming at you, boy. For Lance Zierlein's new show intro. No, Mark. And don't do that, Dell. Not Z-Dogs coming at you, boy. 728 here on the bench. If you guys want to jump in, 713-780-3776. At Lance Zierlein, at Chris Solis, at Dell V2. If you got something ugly to say about Dell, there's one rule on the show. You add him. And that's the rule.
ESPN 97.5.
Of course, today. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Taylor.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
And you're so lucky Dale Earnhardt's dead. Because if he can't...
No, is he? Senior.
Senior, yeah.
Yeah.
Dead. Yes, he is.
Trey would never have to ask that
2001.
Question.
2001.
Yeah. Oh, Chris. Oh, Juggalo Chris.
I have some knowledge.
Yeah. I already know that you'll go straight Trey on me with stuff from like kids shows from the 80s and stuff like that. I already
80s
know.
Sitcoms.
Yeah, I'm already familiar with all that stuff. He was the original on that. Trey's just got his own special card counting. It's called NASCAR. So we're going to try to get Trey to make a battle rap back. Here's the thing. If you didn't hear Jazz Fans Bars... The song is called Rockets Smell Like Weed, but there's so many better lines in there in his bars. His name is Z-Dog. He has his own YouTube channel. He is a jazz fan. He's got a song called Clippers Are Ugly, and that's why I think we get a lot. We know this for a fact. Hates Baconator fries. I don't think he hates Wendy's. He hates Baconator fries and the way they smell. There's several references to it.
He didn't really attack the hamburger. He just went right.
No,
after
he's
the
right
fries.
After the in the bacon. He said something smells like Wendy's bacon, like something in that really got in his head, and he's like, I'm gonna put this in so many bars. And he probably, when he was in the drive-thru, when he came back and complained, and they said, I don't know, there's nothing we can do. He probably said something like,
"Yeah,
well, I want to let you know I have a YouTube channel, and I'm gonna make sure everyone knows how terrible your fries."
Well, sir, you ate most of the fries. We can't really give them back.
We can't really give you a refund since the fries are basically gone.
There's like a couple crumbles of bacon in the bottom.
Yeah. So,
customers are always right. You're ugly hardened.
Z-Dog's coming at you, boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see you already got it sampled. Z-Dog's coming at you, boy. I guess that's me now. Dell, a Houston Rocket fan, has responded to Z-Dog, and he turned... Wait, he didn't try to... He's not battle rapping him back. He basically just took it and put some DJ screw to it. So he said, this is how we do it in Houston. Here's the chopped and screwed, very loosely attempted, of Z-Dog's rap, Houston Rockets Smell Like Weed.
Houston Rockets are so ugly, they smell like weed. I never really liked those Houston Rockets. Thank God the Jazz beat them in 97, but Stockton hit that shot in Barkley's mouth. James Harden, you are ugly Santa Claus.
And then break.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Chopped and screwed.
Chopped and screwed. Doesn't take long, does it?
Nah. You put something out like that, you're going to get a response from Houston, Z-Dog. I just need you to know that. So, if you haven't seen that, we will put it on our, well, we'll hit you with it when Josh gets in. We'll definitely make sure and send it out for more. Make sure you follow us. What's our Twitter, official Twitter account, Dale?
At ESPN975?
Yeah, at ESPN975. We'll send the link out for you to see. At ESPN975, and you can do that. Lance, you're starting a skirmish this morning. Excellent. I don't think I'm starting a skirmish with Z-Dog. You know what? Can we reach out to Z-Dog, see if we can get him in? Just try to, I know we're in Salt Lake time, is what, 6:38? Let's just send him a message, see if we can get him on the radio. And I don't want this to turn into anything ugly or violent. I want to make sure and keep it peaceful between us. I would like Trey to be involved.
I want to hear a freestyle.
Yeah. I get the feeling he can do that at any point. It doesn't take a lot of writing.
No, it doesn't.
I don't think the creative process takes as long as you might guess. This is just almost too good. Let's just get Gilbert in here right now. Gilbert, and I swear, if he's not awake.
Good morning, okay. Gentlemen.
So, Gilbert, you know John's not in, right?
Yeah, I'm not watching TV show on VD, Hollywood Palace. It reminds me of Diana Ross, anyway. I mean, the Dwayne Wilson, anyway.
Okay.
Remember that show, Lance? Hollywood Palace?
Hollywood Pals?
No.
I don't know it.
Palace. You remember that show?
Hollywood Palace? I don't know that show.
Diana Ross?
No, it was on ABC, Channel 13, Hollywood Palace.
I honestly don't. I've never heard of it. I don't remember it. Chris?
I don't know. What was it? A variety show?
Yeah, a variety show. Like, it's a summer show anyway, you know.
No, I don't. It might be before my time, Gilbert. I don't know that one.
Well, let me ask you something. Are you going to do a live remote at Midway Park the first day of the Astros game?
I don't think so.
Inside the stadium?
Inside the stadium? I don't.
Outside the stadium?
Oh, outside? I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't really, you know, I just go where they tell me to go, Gilbert.
Hollywood Palace, yeah, well, 1964 to 1970.
Or not?
What'd you say?
Will you be at Taylor and Frame Friday or not?
Trailing with Frame Friday? No, we're not going to be there. Let me ask you something. What are your thoughts? Have you ever had Wendy's Baconator fries?
A what?
Have you ever had Wendy's French fries? Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Yeah, I have.
All right. Have you ever had Wendy's Baconator fries, the new one where they put cheese and bacon on it?
No, I don't like that. Man, get a stomachache anyway.
Well, what is it? Man, Wendy's
getting clobbered.
I mean, what? I mean, first it's Z-Dog and now Gilbert. And who else is going to go in on the Baconator fries?
Well, if you smell like weed, you might go in on them.
Yeah.
You know what I miss? I miss those parent fries at the mall a long time ago.
You miss what?
You don't make that no more.
Don't make
fry a long time ago. Remember that?
Sheriff Fryer?
Parents French fries.
I don't know. John's not here.
A long time ago. Remember that?
See, I don't have John here.
Who makes those fries, Gilbert?
Yeah, good question.
Paris French fries. Yeah, Paris.
Paris French fries?
They're delicious, anyway.
Oh, delicious.
Paris French fries, yeah.
Parents or Paris?
Paris, like the country Paris?
Paris, yeah.
Yeah, the country.
Paris French fries?
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, where did they? Dell asked, who made that? Where did that come from?
Well, they didn't even with the Sharptown Ball a long time ago, you know. In the 80s, anyway.
When John's not here to translate, anyway, I can't do it.
It's hard.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to keep up with Google with his references, too.
Yeah. Gilbert, this is rare. Where you stumped Chris twice.
Hollywood Palace.
Hollywood Palace and Paris French fries.
To be fair, it was before I was born.
Yeah, but still, you have, like you've got knowledge of everything. You're like you're always the go-to. And I, Gilbert, you're way over the top today with the references.
Yeah, you got to quit anyway. When the Astros came on, first started the Astros, what channel was on anyway?
When the Astros first came on radio?
No, on TV. What TV station?
20 Vision, Channel 20.
No, 13. They didn't handle 20 Vision back in 65.
My bad.
Yeah, 65.
I feel like all you watched was Channel 13. Where did Janet Chamblian work?
11.
Ooh. You had a little problem with that that one.
How about Lisa Ferranda?
This could be a new gold mine. Lisa Ferranda.
Yeah, she went for Channel 11.
Channel
11. Yeah.
Remember Kendrick back at Channel 13? Kendrick, remember that?
Yep.
Kendrick. How about Casey Curry?
Casey Curry.
13.
Yep. Cindy Garza.
She was in Los Angeles now. She was in Los Angeles now. Anyway.
LA.
What about Cindy Garza? Do you remember Cindy Garza?
For Channel 2, yeah.
Well, this is a new. We got a new cubbyhole. Oh, well, he's 5 for 5 so far. Sherman Chow.
Chow 11.
Yep.
Jan Carson.
Easy.
13 and 2.
Boom.
Doug Johnson.
What?
Doug Johnson.
Channel 2.
Yeah, he knows them all.
He will kill this.
Season 5 with Rod Stone.
Rod Stone.
Yeah.
What? Dominique Soxa.
That's
Channel 11.
Channel 2.
No, that's Channel 11.
No, Dominique Soxa, Channel 2.
I know. I was just trying to see if I could talk you off your spot.
I like the way he follows them off out of market too. That's pretty strong.
But Casey Curry isn't in LA right now.
I'm sorry.
Looking at her Twitter, and she is considered still a Houston meteorologist, unless she didn't update that.
I tell you what, if you really want to go with that over Gilbert, you are trudging.
I'm currently on at Casey Weather, and she's talking. I don't see any mention of LA. Let's see. I don't know. I know it's a dangerous game I'm playing here.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
You know, over Channel 13, but over Katie Curry, she don't work for Channel 13.
No, she doesn't. She happened to be around other stations like for a week. She went on like Fox.
Well, 26, and she left there anyway.
Yeah, I'm going with Gilbert on this.
Maybe she is in L.A. What does she work? What station does she work for in L.A., Gilbert?
He won't know that one.
I don't know. I'll give away L.A. station. I'll pick an L.A. station from here anyway.
Yeah. Cindy Garza was just a reporter.
Correct.
And she hasn't been on TV for like a decade.
Yeah.
And he knows that. Anyone else you can
How about Sylvia Castellano? Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 11?
It sounds Italian.
She was over Channel 2 a long time ago.
Yeah. Nope. Didn't know her.
What about Sarah Lowry? Channel 2 a long time ago. Newscaster.
Yeah. Sure. All right. I think we've run out
of... How many of these women have you contacted, Gilbert?
It's a fair question.
Deborah Wrigley?
Sarah Lowry, Jan Carson,
Casey Curry?
No, not Casey Curry.
Ilona Carson?
Jan Carson.
For sure, Janet Chamblian.
Yeah, Janet Chamblian.
That got... There was
Dominique?
And
Sheriff Fryer, you said?
Sheriff Fryer, yeah.
You contacted all of them?
Millie Lawson, yeah, her father's picture,
You contact her? And
got
then,
a picture.
Gina Gaston?
Yeah, Gina Gaston.
You contacted her?
Yeah. We'll see where they were.
This is where it was all fun and games till they ask who you've contacted, and it turns into everybody.
It's not so fun anymore. Maybe that's why Casey Carey moved to L.A.
Yeah, that's anyway, you know.
All right, Gilbert, we got to let you go. Bye, Gilbert. We'll see you. Have a good weekend. It's not so fun anymore anyway. Oh, Gilbert, my man, you find new things every single time. Every single time. And I knew he would know newscasters.
Oh,
that's one of his.
Given.
That's one of the strongest elements in his repertoire, for sure. 7:46 here on the bench. The Rockets win last night. Take the win streak to 13. The Clippers are up next. When we come back, I want to get into something John brought up, the fatigue factor with James Harden, if there's any concern about that. I say no. I want to back it up when we come back. 747 here. You guys can jump in. You can listen on your app, ESPN Houston. Search that if you're not doing that. You can take us with you everywhere you are. And, of course, right here on 97.5 FM.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Late nights come from long days, doing all the right things in the wrong ways.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hard like to see minutes out of my Spalding, and now break your face with a no look pass. Now back to your parking.
Okay, yeah, we can't do Eric Wong's trick calls right now. We got too much serious stuff going on. So one of the things that that John brought up yesterday, get your thoughts on this, Chris, is there's, although I'm not sure why there's a concern. Like, my whole thing was John's worried about getting a one seed versus making sure you're rested for the playoffs. But for me, a one seed has to, making sure you have home court advantage has to be the primary focus against the Warriors, right? Really against everybody.
Let's look. So you're saying John's advocating Spurs style, resting players?
I don't know. That's the problem is I don't think he's I would hope you're not. Advocating Spurs style means you're advocating losses. You won't be a one seed.
You can win from whatever place you are. Four.
No, he didn't advocate Spurs style. He didn't advocate not even making trips. He basically said, don't play him 36 minutes or whatever.
Right.
My thing was, is there something that is bringing this up? Like, what was the trigger? What was
the indicator? Minutes down?
Yeah, his numbers aren't even that crazy at all.
I think the trigger is last year's game 6 against the Spurs.
Yeah.
But
that was also on the heels
of
that overtime game. Like, fatigue happens.
Borderline quitting is what people are saying.
Well, I think he quit. But you can say he's tired, either one, whatever. I mean, we know that's something that, to me, the only way he lives that down is winning a championship.
They got beat by like 100.
Yeah. In that last game, it was horrific. But here's my thing. So if you're the Rockets, like, has there been something that's made you think that James and the Rockets are starting to look tired? There's nothing for me. I don't have anything that's telling me that.
I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't have anything that's saying
that. Frankly, there's more pieces this year than there were last year.
And not only that, to me, fatigue comes in with the short-term schedule. Like, if a schedule creates situations that are going to fatigue you, then you have to manage that. Managing back-to-back games, that's where the Rockets need to manage it. I think the length of the season is the length of the season. Everyone's going to get hit by that. But James is really not playing massive minutes by NBA star standards at 36 minutes. Now, when you get a chance to pull him out the last minute, 2 minutes of your game, go ahead and do that.
He was ball dominant 100% of the time last year. This year he's not.
Right. And that gets into it. How hard are you having to work in not only a game, but in a three-game run? And without having as many back-to-backs this year, I think that matters. Here's something else that matters that Matt Buller brought up, and I referenced it, but I didn't have the numbers. The Rockets also don't run as much as they used to. The Rockets' pace, and you know that's a statistic that is kept now by the NBA, your pace of play. The Rockets' pace was way down in February. So they're not playing as fast, and that gets into – you're going to be more fatigued if you're going up and down, up and down, up and down. You'll be less, much less fatigued if you're not playing, as fast. So the Rockets' pace is down in February. James Harden's minutes.
You think that's by design? Just keep him fresh, or it's just
no? I don't think it's by design. I think it's how the team
is playing.
I think it's because Chris Paul is an older player. I think it's because the Rockets are better equipped to win in the half court through execution rather than early offense, which used to be you get down the court, you get an early shot off.
Right.
Because an early shot could be a good shot. Now they just have a better team. They're better constructed to execute in the half court. And I think that's part of it. Chris Paul is a tremendous half court execution guy. Frankly, James Harden is very good at that. Yesterday, notwithstanding his, for the first time in a long time, more turnovers and assists at 6-5.
Yeah,
and
he was dribbling out a couple times at 24-second clock.
Great, yeah. But that was a great win. When you play a C game, and that's basically what you did, a C game. You shot 27% from three. You didn't have Anderson. You didn't have Gordon. You didn't have Clint Capella. I'm not even going to throw in Brandon Wright because, I mean, who really cares at the end of the game?
If you can combine rest, whether it be tempo of play, less minutes, and still win basketball games that get you the number one seed.
You do that.
That's what you do.
You do that. I think you can rest without sacrificing one seed.
Is John intimating sit him down, or is he saying
just reduce
his minutes? I don't
think so. I think he's just saying manage minutes. I don't think he's – because if you sit him down, you're taking losses against a lot of teams. When he was out previously, they had a hard time winning.
Right, not as good.
There's a reason he's going to be the MVP is they win when he plays. I got this stat. The one seed is 20% win probability swing in a Game 7 series with the Warriors. It's worth going for. Absolutely.
I agree.
A 20% swing is massive. In every game, every sporting event, you know what analytics is?
You're not saying paying play Harden 40 minutes a game.
No, and he's played 40 minutes one time in February. One time, that's it. So to me, and he probably will play one time. You got a game against the Clippers coming up tomorrow. I don't see him playing 40 minutes. He didn't play 40 yesterday, did he?
No, 35 minutes yesterday.
What are we talking about?
Pretty much average. James. Well, I will say Golden State's pursuit of the 70 wins may have affected the way they played come Cleveland in the championship.
You might be right on that. You might be right. See, I don't think the Rockets are chasing anything historic like that. They just want a one seed. Every team plays for the one seed. If Pop was in that position, he would be playing for the one seed too. Do you disagree, Del?
No, not so much. I think some of it would be mitigated by early playoff victories. Like say you push it to the limit to get the one seed, but you go to five in a series. You go to five another series, and all of a sudden there's your rest. You're not playing long drawn out series against maybe, I don't know, let's say the Clippers in the first round and maybe San Antonio or Minnesota in the second round. I think that's another way you get your rest, where you're not pushing games to the brink,
yeah,
or a series to the brink.
Yeah, that gets to my point. Fatigue doesn't happen over the course of the entire year a lot of times. Fatigue happens based on what happens in the short term. And in the playoffs, if you start having games that go to overtime, which the Rockets always seem to have overtime games in the playoffs. All of a sudden, there's additional minutes. Late games become even later games, and the fatigue starts to set in. I think staying out of seven-game series is a big deal, as Del mentioned. And the other thing is pace of play. Rockets' pace of play is kind of standard right now. And by the way, they're 11th in the league in team defense right now. The only reason they won yesterday is because they defended. And they defended. Once the first quarter is over, they defended for the rest of the game, and that's how they won. They held the Jazz to 85 points without Clint Capella, the rim protector, in there. So, impressive win. Ugly win, but impressive based on the circumstances. It's 7:58 here on the bench. We're going to break it right here. A lot more coming up, and some of it is non-sports that I think you will like. One has to do with funerals, but it's a joyous occasion.